The story is true.
Milwaukee's Hometown Morning Show. Exposing hometown idiots. Dairyland's dumbasses.
Great moment there, dumbass.
Milford's intoxicated and needs rescue. He's located in the front yard in a giant blow-up unicorn. He drank about 10 White Claws.
There's a male that's holding a sign that says, too ugly to be a stripper. He's a male white, wearing a hat, and he has a beard, a jacket, and blue jeans. And he's also yelling at vehicles that are passing by.
We just got a call for a dark-colored four-door sedan driving around Twilight and Park, honking its horn and doing donuts intersection.
Bill Avenue for a female physical disturbance. Their complaint is mother hit her with cooking tongs.
The Red Envoy, the male driver, is going to be a farming first mater.
Dumbass.
He was just a dumbass.
Daddy's a dumbass.
What a dumbass.
Dumbass.
Alexa, who am I?
I'm talking to dumbass.
Good morning. Welcome to the Dairyland Dumbass Update. The Wisconsin crime blotter starts today in the village of Caledonia, where Doreen actually emceed an event just a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, the police awards. It was wonderful down there.
March 13th, 8:20 at night, North Green Bay Road. Vehicle observed operating on roadway without license plates displayed. The driver stated the vehicle didn't need license plates because he just drives the vehicle to make sure it works, and he only drives it between work and home. And then he said, I don't need insurance either.
Mm.
It was explained to the driver that that's not how it works.
Oh.
That's not how any of this works, right, Sergeant G? And yes, citations were issued.
Good.
Also, Village of Caledonia, March 18th, 12:45. Caller stated a subject wearing a yellow coat was standing in the roadway asking for money. Officers showed up and they located utility workers in the roadway wearing high visibility jackets carrying spray cans to mark the roadway for upcoming road repairs. They were not asking anyone for money.
How do you get that wrong?
I don't know. I get the idea of see something, say something, but maybe watching too many Datelines.
Or maybe just make sure before you actually call the cops.
Sergeant G. From Waukesha, or that was from Caledonia. From Waukesha, we move on. Sergeant Irv, Waukesha Freeman Police Blotter, Tuesday, March 26th. A driver was cited for going 48 in a 25 on Silvernail Road. Mm. He told the police officer, quote, he didn't agree with the speed limit being 25, as it's not a residential area.
I mean, I don't agree with most of those either, but
again,
you have to follow
it. That's not how this works.
Yeah.
Also, Waukesha, 5:45 in the morning last Wednesday, when the caller left for work on Summit Avenue, he could hear someone's fire alarm sounding in the area. Well, it was actually a smoke detector that had been placed in a plastic bag outside, most likely because it would not stop beeping.
Yeah, sometimes they just
total tick. Frustration. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And one final one from Waukesha today. This one happened on March 28th, 5:30 in the afternoon. A caller said her 2-year-old son and husband were playing in the basement when a ball rolled underneath the shelving racks that had been untouched since they moved in about 2 years earlier. And they believe they found a live grenade under the storage rack.
Oh.
And the caller advised the previous owner was in the military. The grenade was real, but it was hollowed out and sold as a novelty. The previous owner of the home actually lives across the street. They were contacted and came to confirm the novelty and took it back. That had to be a scary moment, though,
very
right?
Very scary, especially knowing the history of who lived there.
From Mequon, February 23rd, police stopped a white truck, which had been driving erratically. The driver was a 41-year-old woman. While officers were talking to the woman, her passenger, a 44-year-old man, yelled at them to, quote, hurry up and just arrest her. The woman then became angry at the man and told police he had been driving the truck a short time earlier until he was involved in an accident and drove off. Police arrested them both for driving while intoxicated.
Dumbass!
Mm-hmm. Washington County. Caller states several individuals driving go-karts did a U-turn in his yard. He is, quote, following them in a pickup truck threatening to fight them. The dispatcher told him to go home. Winnebago County, March 30th, 1:30 in the afternoon. 41 northbound, just south of US 10. Far right lane, there is a large fridge-sized box in the roadway. A minute later, update. It's an actual refrigerator. 6 minutes later, another update. Location is closer to 41 northbound in Jacobson. Several people have pulled over and are now pushing the refrigerator out of the roadway.
That could be dangerous if you're not expecting a refrigerator, you know, in the roadway.
That's a reason to pay the delivery charge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was somebody who got bungee cords.
For sure.
Refused to pay the money and
had one guy hand out the window holding on to it.
Hit a bump.
March 22nd, Sun Prairie. Police responded to a call from the Bank of Sun Prairie, where, according to an employee, there was a man at the bank's drive-thru window trying to order food.
Was he under the influence, I'm guessing?
I'm guessing he was.
Well, my bank has candy often at their windows, so
I wonder. Mine does has candy and dog treats.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, and Lucy loves when we go to the bank. She just expects her dog treat.
Yeah. You know, and sometimes she doesn't get it. Like, they either forget or they're out or whatever, right. And it's such a disappointing ride home.
Does she just stare at you the whole time?
She's sad. She lays
Lucy
down.
Does. She's like, what? And finally, from the Muskego Police Department, they actually reprinted a photo from another state of Oklahoma. Someone's clearly driving, and they took a picture of the citation that they must have just received. Officer remark, driver distracted by eating a rotisserie chicken and entered the other lane.
That's the citation?
That's the citation. That's what it reads. And the Muskego Police Department put their own comments. And it says, contrary to this operator's belief, the chicken did not cross the road so that you could eat it while driving. We've never written an improper lane usage citation for this reason, writes the Muskego Police. And I really, truly hope we never have to. Don't drive distracted, a reminder for all of you. And by the way, it didn't help that they waited to start driving again before snapping this photo. Did they learn nothing? And then, of course, hundreds of comments. Sherry said it's Costco's fault. Dave said, I think we all want to know what brand of rotisserie chicken is someone willing to commit crimes for. And Chris said, hey, this is Wisconsin. If we're going to get busted, it's going to be eating the fried chicken from Quick Trip that's going to do us in.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That is your Dairyland Dumbass Update.